Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, September 29th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, no loss of life reported as Dominica is spared any serious damages from Tropical Storm Matthew. St. Lucia ready for business following the storm. And South Australia battles second day of storms after blackout. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Need cash? No worries. Get a ready cash loan from Quartz today for whatever you need. Up to $6,750. No security needed. And up to 36 months to repay.
Whoa.
You don't have to be an existing Quartz customer to enjoy Quartz Ready Cash.
Don't bother trying to rest. Come check out the best.
It's quick. It's easy. It's affordable. Quartz Ready Cash. Up to $6,750 in cash. Visit a Quartz store today or call us at 448-7655 for more information. Getting cash has never been so easy. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Initial reports indicate that Dominica was spared any loss of life or serious damages from the passage of Tropical Storm Matthew last night. The tourism sector and commercial businesses are open and cleanup efforts are ongoing. Meanwhile, utility companies are actively working to restore essential services to affected areas. Tourism accommodations and establishments have apparently weathered the storm with minimal disruptions to normal operations and remain open to receive visitors. The Douglas Charles Airport has been reopened and ferry services are expected to resume on Friday, September 30th, 2016, and travelers are advised to contact their respective service providers or travel agents to confirm their travel status. Discover Dominica Authority officials hope everyone continues to exercise due caution and remain safe in the aftermath of the storm. Opposition leader Lennox Linton advises that despite improving weather conditions, there is no reason to be unsafe during this time. Referring to Tropical Storm Erica, Linton said although Tropical Storm Matthew was not one of Dominica's worst, there is no reason to be out and about without exercising due caution. Linton is appealing to Dominicans to allow the storm to pass fully and allow some normalcy to return to the country before venturing out into unsafe weather conditions.
Today is a different day from yesterday. Yesterday, we didn't know what would be happening with the storm and the eye of the storm passing in between the islands, going west of us, right? Today, we know that the storm is out there in the open sea west of us. But we know that there are some remnants of it that are still hanging around and will cause showers. We will see some gust of winds and so on. The weather experts say that by lunchtime this should clear up, but it would not be unusual to have some further showers during the day. But it seems like the worst is behind us, which is what we are thankful for. But no reason for people to be unsafe in their practices and doing things and being out when they really don't have to be out. Just let it really go far away. Let us see the end of these showers and thunderstorm activity and so on. And then everything will be back to normal.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. During the passage of Tropical Storm Matthew on Wednesday, telecommunications in certain areas around the island was disrupted. However, Flo customers can rest assured that the company is making every effort to restore service in the quickest possible time. According to Flo Marketing and Corporate Communications Officer Ferdina Frampton, Flo technicians are working feverishly around the island to re-establish service to fixed both fixed and mobile services to disrupted areas. She says the company recognizes the importance of telecommunication services during inclement weather and assures the Dominican public of the company's commitment to ensure the restoration of service.
As early as this morning, you know, we were able to get at least 11 out of some of our sites that were down, up and running. And our technical teams are out on the field and working to restore both mobile and fixed service in the areas that are still without service. What we want to give to our customers is our commitment that we are working towards full service restoration in the shortest time possible. We know how important your telecommunication is to you. You want to be able to call your family, call your friends, stay in touch. So we've been very committed and ensuring that service is being restored.
And that was marketing and sales officer Fredina Frampton. History Week is being observed in Dominica from October 3rd to 7th, 2016, under the theme Building Communities 1838 to 1938. The highlights of the week will be a feature lecture by Kozier Frederick, a historian of the Kalinago Territory, delivered at the Arawak House of Culture on Tuesday, October 4th, and the presentation of the web's resource by Dr. Shulia Esprey of Creates Caribbean Inc., to be held at the Dominica State College on Thursday, October 6th. Frederick's lecture will focus on human settlement patterns and the process of building communities in Dominica, starting with the Kalinago and proceeding to the period under consideration when the majority of communities as we know them today were created. The new web source, which also focuses on this week's theme, is being developed by the Creates Caribbean Inc. on behalf of the Cultural Division and will form part of the website dominicahistory.org, which was launched during History Week 2015. As in previous years, schools around the island are expected to hold special events, assemblies, lectures, and undertake classroom-based projects. Also included in the week's activities will be a special on DBS Talking Points program on the theme Building Communities. Farmers are asked to exercise extreme caution when visiting their farms as the storm passes. After a storm, farmers are required to assess their farms for any losses. However, PRO in the Ministry of Agriculture, Petrobras, Shillingford, advises farmers that before any assessment is made, they should first ensure their own safety.
Some live in areas away from their farms, and we need to ascertain if these areas are deemed safe. They need to do that before they travel or go to their farms. So I don't want the farmers to be leaving their farms to go check out what has happened, and they're not sure if the road network is safe, if the crossing that river is safe at this point. We're asking them to conduct the assessment, but make sure it is safe for them first. So when they're conducting the assessment, they look for trees that have toppled, tree crops, banana planting, we're looking for animals that have succumbed, we're looking for those sort of things to get information to the officers to ensure that they can do a proper assessment when they get there.
The Bi Dominica Dinner and Awards event is going ahead as planned tonight. The Bi Dominica campaign is hosting the Bi Dominica Dinner and Awards ceremony, which is the culmination of the events for the Bi Dominica month. This event will be held today, September 29th, at the Fort Young Hotel from 6 p.m. The event is the first of its kind and will recognize outstanding manufacturers and service providers. The Buy Dominica Month theme, Buy Local, Go Global, Building Our Products and Services for Global Success, is meant to encourage growth in the local marketplace and to take advantage of opportunities in the international marketplace. In the region, St. Lucia is fully operational as life on the tropical Caribbean island quickly returns to normal following the passage of the moderate tropical storm Matthew. The system brought heavy rains and strong winds throughout the hours of Wednesday, September 28, 2016, and was well over 1,000 miles off St. Lucia by daylight on Thursday, September 29th. With the official all clear from the island's National Emergency Management Organization by 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, essential services personnel were out in full force leading the recovery effort. There was no reported loss of life and as a result of the passage of the tropical storm. However, the St. Lucia Tourist Board reports some temporary disruption to electricity and water supplies, as well as temporary blockages to some key roads and bridges. The agricultural sector also sustained moderate damage, with officials currently engaged in initial assessments. The recovery effort has been swift, with several of the main roads and bridges already cleared by personnel from the Ministry of Infrastructure by mid-morning. And the south of Australia is enduring a second day of severe weather after the entire state was left without power overnight. About 80,000 lightning strikes were recorded, some damaging power generation facilities, while winds toppled over 22 transmission towers. Power was restored to Adelaide area by 3 local time, but tens of thousands of homes remain cut off. On Thursday, authorities advised people to leave work early as winds were expected to intensify again. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. No loss of life reported as Dominica is spared any serious damages from Tropical Storm Matthew. St. Lucia ready for business following the storm. And South Australia battles a second day of storms after blackout. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.